I'm Scott Horsley in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where John Kerry spent the night before continuing this morning on a cross-country campaign tour. Yesterday, Kerry and his running mate John Edwards parked their big blue and gray tour bus outside the county courthouse in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Kerry told the enthusiastic crowd that despite the tough rhetoric from President Bush yesterday, he hopes to run a positive campaign.
I want this to be a different kind of conversation. I think what brings so many thousands of you down here on a hot afternoon, you're here because you believe deeply that we can do better in America.
The Scranton rally was the first big stop on what Kerry is calling his Believe in America tour. Paul and Matt McCabe of Philadelphia heard about it while visiting colleges in Pittsburgh. The father and son decided to make a detour.
Yeah, we were coming from Lewisburg, from Bucknell, and we said, hey, let's go and try and see if we can't get a glimpse of him. And my son's a political activist, so I said, hey, let's go get him. He just got a picture with Vanessa Kerry.
Matt McCabe isn't even old enough to vote for Vanessa Kerry's father this fall, but he still spent $60 of his own money making up pro-Kerry campaign buttons. Others on the fringes of the crowd are less certain about their votes. Some want to see President Bush before deciding, and others, like Mary Kay, haven't really followed the campaign, but simply came out of curiosity.
Because to see something going on in Scranton, it's not that often that we get to see things like this, so I'm just excited about that.
Earlier, some fast food customers in Newburgh, New York, got a little excitement when the Kerry and Edwards families dropped by for lunch. It was the Edwards' 27th wedding anniversary. And as Elizabeth Edwards told the convention crowd Wednesday, the couple always celebrates at Wendy's.
Welcome to Wendy's.
Glad to be back.
See ya.
So you understand it's our anniversary. We always have our anniversary.
Both Edwards ordered almost the same meal, a classic combo, single number one. John got cheese. Elizabeth didn't. The couple split a Frosty, and John Kerry picked up the tab. The Democratic candidates got a somewhat frosty reception from some Marines in the restaurant, one of whom volunteered that they weren't voting for Kerry. But most customers seemed amused by the unannounced visit. The manager suggested it might be Wendy's biggest political coup since Walter Mondale borrowed the chain's ad slogan, asking Ronald Reagan, "Where's the beef?" Elizabeth Edwards chuckled at the comparison, but she said this year, Democrats are hoping to win. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.